Drew Kupwa joins us for a kōrero today about the passing of Georgina Kirby. Also, some updates of the Māori Women's Welfare League. Georgina has a history too, having been a one-term leader, I think, of the Māori Women's Welfare League. Prue's been at the helm for some time now. Thanks for joining us on today's show, Prue. Tēnā koe.
Atu Māori, Adele.
It's good to catch up with you again, sister. Thank you. Well, look, there's been a long list of wonderful wahine have been associated with the league. Georgina is also renowned for her decision to get a fund together to help wahine Māori to start small businesses. She's quite a remarkable wahine. We're laying her to rest today. What impact did she have, do you think, on wahine in business and, of course, on the league's mahi itself, Prue?
Well, I think absolutely she was a very strong woman. Her impact, I mean, will be felt forever, really. She began the Māori Women's Development Fund initially by badgering the government and ministers at the time of the Mana Enterprises scheme to actually put aside a small pūtia for wahine. And from that $250,000 that she managed to get at that time, MWDI grew from that, and the loans to Māori women in business, many of whom are still in business today. And so, I mean, she was quite visionary. She had a real issue in terms of promoting health. We had the whole decade of health. Once we had the release of the Rapu Ora report, which occurred while she was president. So she leaves us with an enormous legacy of an absolutely committed, quite fearless and challenging and assertive woman with a remarkable artistic flair.
Yeah, speaking of art too, I noticed that she also spent time at the National Arts School in Papua New Guinea and with the Aboriginal Arts Board in Sydney as well. This is a side to her that she has always loved and encouraging our people into the artistic world. But also, I guess, Prue, you know, she's from Horohoro, which is just out of Rotorua, the eldest of 11 kids. What does that say to our rural wahine? I mean, you know, you don't have to be born in the big smoke, do you, to have big influence?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely not. I mean, I think her father came back from the war, and that's why they were on the farm in Horohoro. And she, I mean, she was a very talented artist herself. Her artwork, some of the designs she did, I think, in fact, she was instrumental in the current design logo for MWDI. And she, I mean, she composed Waiata. I recall that she wrote that she had a real flair for design in terms of fashion. You know, if you ever saw her out and about, she always had these remarkable clothes that reflected us as Māori, that she, in some instances, was getting commissioned or helping to design and so on. So she had a huge passion for the arts and was herself a great artist.
Well, we, like many, pay tribute to her and the efforts that she had in developing this, what was initially a small fund, but it was a successful fund. And there were many people questioned or stereotyped Māori as being likely to not pay back loans, had to eat their words, didn't they? Because her repayment rate or percentage of loans repaid was quite staggering.
Yes, I think that in the early, and particularly in the early stages where Māori women were not able to access loans in the same way, particularly as men, that the opportunity to have a loan scheme that was at a low rate, and I think women embraced it, and really the fact that they had the opportunity meant that they were very vigilant about ensuring that they paid back the loans that they had. And lots of, you know, small businesses started. It gave women the opportunity to venture into areas that they perhaps hadn't thought about themselves in the past. And, you know, when you look across the years, there have been many and varied businesses that have come through MWDI and been supported in that way. And I think the fact that MWDI, here we are since 1987, when it first began, still successfully assisting our wahine into business says a lot about what she did then. And that was all done through the league until MWDI sort of became a separate entity in 97. Still part of the league, but had their own status as a body. And that was all about her vision and what she wanted to see, and the fact that she was going to support our wahine Māori and saw no reason why we should be put in a different place than our men, really.
Well, you're following the footsteps of some quite remarkable women, don't you, Prue? And when you look back at the list of past presidents, following the footsteps of giants, and her being one of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. She is. She was a staunch league member, staunch member of her branch. I joined the league because I was directed to by Dame Georgie, and as she did with all of us, she was always involved, always actively involved in branch matters and ensuring that we met, got together and did the things, you know, that she saw as necessary for us to function as branches. So, you know, we're all very grateful for that grassroots level of being in the league, but also for the fact that she took that through to some incredible initiatives at a national level.
Kapo, it's nice catching up with you. Thank you so much for sharing some kōrero about her. And just before we finish, can you give us any updates? I hear there's some amalgamation of Māori Women's Welfare League branches. Any news you can share there?
Oh, well, we just, I think that probably refers to, in fact, Dame Georgie's branch, which was Waiatarau, and another branch that was set up in the central city as well, Ngā Wai o Horatū. So the decision with the two branches has been that we'll actually amalgamate into one branch, which is Waiatarau, which is really Dame Georgie's branch. She founded it and began it. So it's really to ensure that her legacy lives on at that branch level, but also instead of sort of, as can happen sometimes, to have more people within a branch means you have the ability to be able to work a little bit more effectively. So that's the decision that's been made by those two branches.
As always, a pleasure. Thanks for sharing some thoughts with us today about Georgina and other matters as well. Prue Kapua, the current president of the Māori Women's Welfare League. Kia ora, Prue. It's lovely to chat with you again. Kia ora.
And you. Kia ora.